Welcome to the Learning English Podcasts, produced by the Hellenic American Union. In this broadcast, Vanessa and Nick are in the middle of a live show. Listen to their conversation and answer the question that follows about the main idea.
Good morning, everyone. Now, throughout history, there have been visions of colonizing the sea. Jules Verne was my favorite, but no one has ever managed to realize this dream. Until now, that is. Nick is with me to tell us about Hydropolis, the first underwater hotel to be built ever. Nick, tell us more about this latest craze.
Thanks, Vanessa. Well, as you said, Hydropolis is the world's first luxury underwater hotel. It will offer 220 bubble-shaped suites with clear glass, comprising both the sleeping area walls and each room's bathtub. There's also going to be two magnificent translucent domes, which will house a concert hall and a ballroom.
That's incredible. It must have cost an arm and a leg. Do you happen to know how long it took them to build?
Well, it's not quite ready yet. They started building it in 2005. And it will be finished by December 2007. And the price tag? $550 million.
Wow! And will it really be underwater?
Yeah, that's right. It sits on the Persian Gulf floor, 20 meters below the surface, and covers about 260 hectares. And that's about the size of London's Hyde Park.
That's unbelievable, Nick! I'm dying to hear more.
Well, Hydropolis will include four areas. The land station where guests will enter, then the connecting tunnel, the rooms, and then the entertainment area. And they're expecting about 3,000 visitors per day in addition to the hotel guests. Their aim is to inspire people to develop a new awareness of the sea.
It sounds awesome. How will guests get to the hotel? By submarine?
Actually not. It may sound strange, but they'll travel to the main area by underground train.
Okay. And now let's get to the big question. How much is it for a night?
It could be as much as $5,500 for a day's lodging. But hey, what a place to relax and learn about the world underwater.
Well, it's certainly a very interesting idea, but I don't know if I would ever stay there. I'm afraid we've run out of time. See you again next week!
Now answer the following question. What are Vanessa and Nick talking about? They're talking about Hydropolis, the first luxurious underwater hotel to be built ever. Now listen again to the dialogue in parts. After each part, there will be 3 to 4 questions on the details. Part 1.
Good morning, everyone. Now, throughout history, there have been visions of colonizing the sea. Jules Verne was my favorite, but no one has ever managed to realize this dream. Until now, that is. Nick is with me to tell us about Hydropolis, the first underwater hotel to be built ever. Nick, tell us more about this latest craze.
Thanks, Vanessa. Well, as you said, Hydropolis is the world's first luxury underwater hotel. It will offer 220 bubble-shaped suites with clear glass, comprising both the sleeping area walls and each room's bathtub. There's also going to be two magnificent translucent domes, which will house a concert hall and a ballroom.
That's incredible. It must have cost an arm and a leg. Do you happen to know how long it took them to build?
Well, it's not quite ready yet. They started building it in 2005. And it will be finished by December 2007. And the price tag? $550 million.
Wow! And will it really be underwater?
Yeah, that's right. It sits on the Persian Gulf floor, 20 meters below the surface, and covers about 260 hectares. And that's about the size of London's Hyde Park.
That's unbelievable, Nick! I'm dying to hear more.
Now on to some questions. One. Vanessa says,
but no one has ever managed to realize this dream.
What does realize a dream mean? To realize a dream means to make a plan come true. 2. Vanessa says,
it must have cost an arm and a leg.
What does cost an arm and a leg mean? When something costs an arm and a leg, it means it's very expensive. 3. Nick says,
and the price tag?
What is a price tag? A price tag is the label which shows you the total price of a product for sale. Now listen to the second part of the dialogue. Part 2.
Well, Hydropolis will include 4 areas. The land station where guests will enter, then the connecting tunnel, the rooms, and then the entertainment area. And they're expecting about 3,000 visitors per day in addition to the hotel guests. Their aim is to inspire people to develop a new awareness of the sea.
It sounds awesome. How will guests get to the hotel? By submarine?
Actually not. It may sound strange, but they'll travel to the main area by underground train.
Okay. And now let's get to the big question. How much is it for a night?
It could be as much as $5,500 for a day's lodging. But hey, what a place to relax and learn about the world underwater.
Well, it's certainly a very interesting idea. But I don't know if I would ever stay there. I'm afraid we've run out of time. See you again next week.
Now answer some questions. One. Nick says,
their aim is to inspire people to develop a new awareness of the sea.
What does inspire mean? To inspire means to give someone new ideas and a strong feeling of enthusiasm. 2. Vanessa says,
it sounds awesome.
What does awesome mean? Awesome can be used to describe something really impressive. 3. Nick says,
it could be as much as $5,500 for a day's lodging.
What does lodging mean? Lodging is a place to stay for a period of time. Please visit our site at www.hau.gr to find the transcripts, explanations, and activities.